Will Governor Walker have any big surprises for us in today's State of the State address? That's happening this afternoon. The governor usually gives a speech at night, but this year he says he moved the address to 3 p.m. to accommodate those who might want to watch the president's farewell address. WUWM's Marty Michelson joins us in the studio now. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Rachel.
So typically, the governor uses the State of the State to update people on the direction that Wisconsin is moving, right?
Yes, he does. It's usually about a 40-minute speech, with the governor mostly ticking off his accomplishments since he first took office in 2011. For instance, Governor Walker may talk about how Wisconsin has bounced back from the Great Recession, with the state now seeing its lowest unemployment rate in 16 years. He may talk about the tuition freezes he's implemented in an effort to make college more affordable, and we might hear him tout his efforts to reduce property and income taxes. Walker might hit these areas pretty heavily as he's eyeing whether to run for a third term in 2018.
And is it possible we might hear something about the governor's desire to work with President-elect Donald Trump?
Yes, Walker's State of the State may also contain references to Trump and some of the requests the governor has made. Those include receiving federal money for schools and having more control over the resettlement of refugees from countries such as Syria. Also, he's asked Trump to allow Wisconsin to drug test food stamp recipients.
Do you anticipate that he'll try to introduce some sweeping reforms as well?
No, he usually saves those for the budget address. He may even avoid controversial proposals entirely because, as I mentioned before, he might run for re-election in 2018 and his ratings have been consistently low since his failed presidential bid. They're hovering at 40%. He may hint a little in his State of the State about what he's going to put in the budget. That could include programs to put more people back to work and more money for K-12 schools and the UW system. In addition, we may hear him reiterate his positions on plugging a gigantic hole in the transportation budget. He has continued to oppose increases in the gas tax and vehicle registration fees.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Marty.
You're welcome.